Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Scout Executive from Mid-Iowa Council, Matt Hill. How you doing today?
Hey, Zach, I'm doing great. Yeah, happy Friday.
I appreciate you stopping by. Happy Friday to you as well. Haven't wanted to reach out to you too much lately just because the Rockets have kind of been in a little bit of a downward spiral here, but at least they're better than your Mavericks, so I will. I got that at least.
We'll stay away from any NBA talk, I think, for either one of us. So you know, you guys have slightly more hope than we do, but I think that's a good place to leave that conversation, right?
Yeah.
Talk about scouting.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
it's not even baseball season yet. We can't talk about that either. So.
Well, we will. I'm sure we'll talk some baseball as the summer progresses. But Matt, yeah, let's talk a little scouting here. I see a leader's lunch is coming up. Tell me a little bit about these.
Yeah, so our annual leader's luncheon, which is our largest fundraiser to support scouting in our community, is going to be held on May 1st at the Meadows Convention Center in the ballroom. Starts at 11:30. And this year's speaker is a gentleman by the name of Colonel Mark Tillman, who's a retired colonel, obviously. But he was the pilot for Air Force One on 9/11. And then he also flew President Bush into Baghdad. And he was the first Air Force One pilot to fly into an active combat zone when he did that. He is a renowned speaker. Some of my colleagues just rave about him. One of my colleagues, in fact, has had him come and speak to their scouting community twice in the last 10 years. That's how great of a speaker he is. So we're excited about that. Our goal is to raise $200,000 for scouting this year in Central Iowa. We're currently, I think, in about the 110, 115 mark. So we've got a little bit of a gap to fill there, but we've got some time. But we would encourage anybody to come. There's no cost to attend. We do have sponsored tables, but if you do come and attend, we do ask that you consider a donation to scouting after you hear what we have to say. So anyway, that's the leader's lunch. We're excited about that. And then we're excited to jump right from that into our favorite part of the year, summer camp.
Yeah, Matt, real quick before we do summer camp, can you just share where, I mean, $200,000 is a ton of money, and that's actually grown a lot since when I was working for you nearly a decade ago now. But tell me, where does that money go to, the $200,000 that you're raising? How will it be used in scouting?
Yeah, so, you know, what it does is it goes to support our operations across Central Iowa, and whether that's, program supplies, you know, things that we're providing so kids can have a strong program at camp and things like that, or it goes to meet our staffing needs to make sure that we can put a quality staff in the field to support our units and to grow scouting in our communities. So that's where scouting goes. Every dollar raised stays right here and is both raised and spent here in Central Iowa growing scouting across our 27 counties.
Yeah. Headquarters right there in Des Moines, kind of West Des Moines. It's right on that line there on Highway 27. So people can check out the scouting, the Maytag Scout Office as well. But yeah, let's roll right into summer camp here. What I like to say is the Super Bowl of scouting. You work all year long, especially over the winter, to kind of build up those skills to have fun out at summer camp. What are some highlights that kids are going to have out at Camp Matigua just west of Ames?
You know, Zach, when you asked that question, the first thing that came to mind was it's kind of a personal highlight. My daughter attended Matigua last summer for the first time. She had been to Akela on the other side for a couple of years, but she attended Matigua, and I would say her highlight was in the parking lot where she got to meet her friends for the first time, right? And, we can talk about all the great things that we do there, whether it's in the swimming pool, you know, doing all the great things that we do with those merit badges, whether it's in the lake, rowing, canoeing, all that good stuff. It's at the range. That's where my daughter, again, had some success last year earning rifle shooting merit badge. If it's up in the sky doing cope and climbing and all that, climbing on our rock wall or zipping down our zip lines. All those things are great and they're wonderful, but I think it's the friendships. You know what I mean? That's got to be the highlight for everybody, and those are the things that kind of last throughout. So Yeah, if you have a kid who's wanting a great activity, we have a great scout troop there in Marshalltown. We have a great Cub Scout pack there in Marshalltown. You know, go to iascouts.org, give us a call. We'll get you in touch with somebody, we'll get you in touch with some great volunteer leaders there, and we'll get you on your way to summer camp this summer.
You know, Matt, if I remember correctly, through scouting, summer camp opportunities are typically much cheaper than, like, you know, your outside of scouting summer camp opportunities. So, I mean, not only signing up for scouting, you get to meet new people and try some new things, but doing some of these week-long experiences like out at Matigua and really kind of getting out and getting into the woods, it's a lot cheaper when you go through the scouting program.
Well, Zach, I appreciate that, and I wouldn't pretend to comment on what anybody else's price points are. But I will say this, and I appreciate you saying that, because we fight really hard to keep our prices as affordable as possible. And some people might disagree sometimes, but we really do try to make sure that you're going to get great value for the experience that you're going to have at Matigua this summer.
Yeah, you know, you hear about all those different things, whether it's rock climbing or rifle shooting or headed out on the lake. There's an opportunity for the youth to do it in the summer, but then throughout the year, you guys are also bringing in outside groups, whether it's corporate groups or just other nonprofits that come out and use the summer camp as well.
Yeah, you know, we have a cross-country team that comes out every year, you know, after camp is over. We have different school groups. Like you said, we have some other nonprofits that will come out and use the facility. And one of the areas we're really trying to get into, and I appreciate you bringing this up, because I think there's some, you know, it's just an area where I think we could add some great value, is that we, you know, for whether your company is a large company, whether it's a medium-sized company, whatever that is, we would love to, if you're looking for a team building activity, a meaningful team building activity, we would love the opportunity to put you through our challenge course. We, of course, internally call it a COPE course. They're also known as ROPES courses. There's a lot of team building that goes into that, and I think we could put together a really great program that could become something across Central Iowa that companies look to, where they look to our leader, you know, which basically what we're doing is we're teaching our leadership skills you know, in a non-scout setting. And I think this could be some value to our business community.
Yeah, one of those programs that's a staple in scouting that, you know, a lot of scouters know about, but people outside may not be familiar with. It's the Wood Badge training. And this, again, is really kind of the pinnacle of leadership training and scouting. This is where we want the adult leaders really to sign up for the Wood Badge program and kind of soak in all that experience.
Yeah, you know, with Wood Badge, I took Wood Badge as a scout executive when I was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And, you know, it's something that has always been a big deal ever since I started working for the scouts some 20-odd years ago. And I would say that I kind of got the first round of the value of Wood Badge when I went through it, obviously, right, and completed this training. But when it really hit home for me, and why I wanted to mention this too, and you know, again, if this is something that someone's interested in, give us a call there at the Scout Center on the Maytag Scout Center. We can put you in touch with the right person and kind of walk you through the process of what you need to do to get enrolled in this course. But really, when it really hit home for me how good of a training that Wood Badge is for leadership and how it can be applied in a business setting, was during my master's program, my MBA program at Iowa State. We took a class called Organizational Behavior, and it was, you know, a lot of the same beats were being taught in Wood Badge. And I just thought, you know, what a great way to again, build ethical leadership in the business community. And if someone was interested in it, we still have spots available. We have a course coming up this fall. It's going to be the last weekend in September and the second weekend in October. It's over two weekends. If it's someone who maybe grew up in scouting, has gotten out of scouting and is listening to this and thought, boy, this would be a neat way to get back involved, you know, give us a call there at the Maytag Center and we can get you hooked up.
Yeah, but just like you were saying with those nonprofits and corporate retreats, even people outside of scouting can sign up for this opportunity and really kind of get, you know, what that class was that you were talking about in your MBA, get it over a two-weekend course and probably much cheaper than what you were spending at Iowa State.
Well, again, you know, I don't want to comment on anybody else's, you know, tuition schedules there especially. But, I could say it's, you know, the cost aside, I think doing it in an outdoor setting, camping in the outdoors, you know what I mean, is just is a really neat way to do it. And just learning how to be a peer leader in some settings that you might not normally find yourself in, I think, you know, you know, that emulates some of the things that you encounter on a day-to-day basis in the workplaces. It's a great opportunity, and if it's something that somebody's interested in, please just let us know.
Yeah, so. Where's the best place people can go just to learn a little bit more about, you know, scouting here in Central Iowa? Maybe take a look at some pictures out at Camp Matigua.
Yeah, if you want to go to our website, scoutingiowa.org, I think I said iascouts.org otherwise earlier in the interview. That's our landing page if you want to join scouting. Also, if you want to go to campiowa.org, you know, that's it's another great website. That's our camping website. So any one of those, or just Google Mid-Iowa Council, any one of those will take you to where you need to be.
Awesome. And, Matt, people can join scouting year-round. If they hear about some of these opportunities out at Camp Matigua, they got somebody that's just finishing fifth grade this year. They could sign up and go to Matigua this summer, right?
They could. Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the time today, Matt, and I wish you the best of luck having, you know, hundreds of kids out at Camp Matigua right here in our backyard this summer.
Well, hey, thanks, Zach. It's a pleasure as always, and we'll talk to you soon and give you a report on how summer camp went.